This is Cumulus Cares, a public service announcement from Cumulus Media and this radio station.
Good morning. This is Cumulus Cares. I'm Heather Gersten, and joining me today, Angela Gargano. Hello, Angela.
Hello.
We are new friends. We haven't actually met before.
Yeah.
I found out about you because I got this email and it went like this. Hi, Heather. Women's Health Magazine today announced this year's five finalists in the magazine's fifth annual search for the next fitness star, and appearing on the flip cover of the July-August issue, which is on newsstands now, the five finalists have been narrowed down from thousands of submissions, and you're from Cranston, yep. And you're one of them.
Yep, pretty crazy.
How great is that?
Yeah.
How did all of this come about?
It's kind of funny because my client actually sent me this little link and it said, you know, submit for the next fitness star. And I'm like, I'm not going to get this. So I just literally took my time, and then she kept asking me every week, did you do it yet? Did you do it yet? Then I finally was like, okay, whatever. So I threw in something really quickly, and then I got a message back maybe a couple months later, and I thought that I was just maybe like the top 100 finalist. I didn't think I was like the top five.
Right.
And then they're like, no, we're sending you to New York. We're doing all this stuff. I'm like, whoa. Wait, what? And I was like in shock.
So let's rewind a little bit, because no one is calling me up and saying, hey, why don't you try to do this? How did this all happen? Like, have you always been into fitness? Tell us what's going on.
So I was, I came to Rhode Island originally to do college gymnastics.
Uh-huh.
So I came here for that. And then I actually got a degree in biological chemistry.
Okay.
So I started working at Brown, and then I was working at a pharmaceutical company, all this stuff.
And okay, then, so you look great and you're smart too.
So what I was doing, but after gymnastics, I was like, I need to do something more. So I started getting into fitness competitions. And while I was doing that, you know, people kept coming up to me. They're like, oh, how are you getting so fit? You're eating so clean. You're doing all this stuff. So slowly I was like, maybe I should start trying to help people do this.
And
it's just been so fulfilling. So I wind up going into my job and quitting and just starting my own thing. So ever since, I've just been doing the fitness thing, and I love helping my clients that I have and stuff like that now. And
now
it's
that's easier
awesome.
Said than done, where you're just like, okay, I want to help people. And then it seems to work out.
You
met the right people. You had the right word of mouth.
I literally just quit my job. I subletted from a gymnastics gym. I was coaching there also. And I literally, for a full 6 months, I maybe had one person in my class. And I was like, what am I doing?
Right.
And then slowly, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to really be passionate about this one person I have. So I just kept, training them. And all of a sudden, the next person would come in, and the next person. And now it's 3 years later, and I have 20 people in my boot camp. It's pretty awesome to see. As long as you're dedicated and you really care about these people, helping them, more people do come because they see that you actually care. It's not about money.
Yeah, it is about money because you have to make a living in some way, but you are passionate about what you're doing.
Exactly.
And so that's contagious. And then people who say would be in my position where you just need the help, you know, where you need somebody to push you along the way and teach you how to do things the right way.
Exactly. And I really when people come into me, I really see their potential. When I look at them, I'm like, you can, this could be awesome for you and stuff. Yeah. And I really am excited about it. But I think it's exciting for them to see wow, this person really does care and they really think I can do it. And all of a sudden, slowly you'll start seeing this is the best part. It's not just the body transformation, it's the mind transformation. They start being wow, you know what? I think I can maybe do a pull-up maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. So it's pretty awesome.
It's hard though. I think about where I am in my life right now, I'm probably the heaviest that I've been post babies. My boys are teenagers. So I can't use the I just had a baby excuse anymore. And I know that it affects my mental, about everything, but you just can't get started. And so someone like you in someone's life is so important.
Exactly. You get caught up in your life. Most of the people I have are parents, and they're your kids are your everything. So you do need someone to be like, no, you need a second, not only just to work out, but just for yourself.
Right.
Just to breathe and work out and take care of yourself, even that 1 hour of being in there. So I definitely think it's super important.
Now, are all the people that have made the top five in this contest with Women's Health Magazine, they all also had a lifestyle where they're helping people in that way?
Yeah, all of them are really amazing. One of them is a Nike trainer. She works at the Nike headquarters and amazing, just helping people all the time. The other one is, a mom, same thing. There's all different stories. The other one was a designer, and she was like, you know what? I don't want to do just designing anymore. I want to get up and help people. She's amazing.
Right.
She's 57, amazing.
Wow.
So cool.
Wow.
And then the other one, Darcy, same thing. She was a cancer survivor. So she health is so important to her. We're all just so awesome. So to me, like, yeah, it's a contest, but to me, like, we've all won and we're all helping people. So,
So in addition to you being part of this contest, there's Women's Health Magazine is out on newsstands. And so there's a flip cover. The five finalists are all there. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you happy with the photo?
Yeah, I'm really happy. Actually, I'm just so excited. I guess I don't even think I would care what it would look like.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I guess if you're Adele and you've been on the cover of magazines so many times, you're like, okay, I'll get a little picky, but you're like, I'll take
it. I'm like, whatever, this is great.
Yeah. Have there been people recognizing you and saying anything?
Yeah, and even people from high school that I haven't talked to in years have been messaging me, hey, you know what? I just saw you and you're on Women's Health. I was like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, and it's all over their website too, right?
All over the website. It's all over the world, like everywhere. Like it's insane, like going to every single store I go to and this magazine's in there.
So readers and fans are encouraged to go to whnextfitnessstar.com and you can watch a video of you and all the other finalists and then vote for your favorite. And then when they tally the votes, they've got like expert celebrity judges that will...
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like American Idol style, I feel like, because you get to vote, but the judges really make like the final say.
Right.
So they send us to LA in August. So we'll be there. We'll be on The Insider.
Okay.
And that's where they're going to, you know, announce the winner.
Yeah. I saw that Alec Baldwin's wife is one of the judges. Right?
Yeah. When I was looking on the thing, I was like, wow, these are pretty awesome people. Even Emily Sky on the cover. Like, I looked up to her. I'm like, this is awesome.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So voting is going on now through August 4th. And then, as you mentioned, the winner on the 22nd during The Insider.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
How do you feel about the whole experience? Like, has it been crazy? Is it making you nuts? Or you're so glad you did it?
I'm just totally going with it and trying to like take in and enjoy every second of it. Like even being sent in, I mean, they sent us to New York months ago. We couldn't tell anybody about it.
Right. That's the hardest part, right?
Yeah. They did like a makeover on us. So like I came in with like long hair, purple. They cut it all off. We did all this stuff. And I was just enjoying every second of like, you know, meeting all these people and the whole rush of it. It's been awesome. So I mean, it's been crazy, but it's just so cool. I mean, it definitely hasn't hit me yet. I really don't really.
You know what? Just enjoy the ride.
I'm just totally enjoying every second of it.
My friend, they have a son who ended up on Chop Junior and, they couldn't tell us. Like, they made up a whole story about when they went to New York. You know, they were like, oh, we're in New Hampshire. And then, like, right before the show aired, they were able to say that he was on the show, but then they couldn't tell us if he won or not. He ended up winning, and he won, like, 10 grand.
That's amazing.
Yeah, at 11 years old. I mean, it was amazing.
That's crazy.
And I can relate a little bit to what you're going
through. Exactly, not being able to tell anybody and just being, like, sitting there, like, okay, like, I'm going to New York. I can't really tell you what I'm going there for.
Do you think that you'll continue on this path for the rest of your life? Is this your thing where you're just going to help people and fitness?
Yeah. I mean, I seriously love it. I don't feel like I'm ever working. I always feel like I'm excited about it. I've just never been happier. Whereas before I was in my job and I was good at it. Like I could do it, but I wasn't like the passion wasn't like fully there.
Right. Do you think you'll always stay in Rhode Island and do it or?
I mean, for right now. Yeah. I mean, I just opened a gym last week actually. So during all this, I opened a gym.
Oh,
so
my
it's
God.
Just kind of like a lot at once.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely think, I mean, my home base is totally here. It's like I have like my little crew of people, you know, who I've been training forever. They're like family to me now. So I definitely think that like this will be my home base, but I definitely know I'll probably be traveling a lot more because of this.
And I imagine that if one day you were getting a call from a bunch of celebrities and say, Angela, I'd like you to train me specifically and I'm willing to give you like $2 million. You'd be like, okay, see you Rhode Island.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would be like that, but like I definitely would probably travel over to try and train them. Like I said, like just having that little like family here just means so much to me. Like it's just so much more than just working out when we're all like working out together.
All right, so the website again is whnextfitnessstar.com. You have till August 4th to vote for Angela. We suggest that you do.
Yes, please.
Yes. Angela Gargano, thank you so much for coming in today. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
I'm pulling for you.
Thanks.
This is Cumulus Cares. Have a great day.
Join us again next weekend for another public service announcement on this station. And remember, Cumulus Cares.